City Council meeting for July 1st, Tuesday, 2025 is called to order. Invocation by Father Paul, St. Thomas by the Sea Catholic Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
You can come to the mic, Father Paul.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and almighty God, we pause at the beginning of this gathering to acknowledge you, the source of wisdom, love, and peace. Thank you for the gift of this city, for the neighborhoods that pulse with life, for the families, workers, and leaders who strive each day to build a better tomorrow. Thank you for those gathered here, the mayor, council members, and who all so entrusted with the sacred responsibility of governance. Lord, grant them clarity in vision, humility in leadership, and courage to do what is right, not merely what is easy or popular. Where decisions are complex, let compassion guide them. Where voices differ, let respect prevail. Where resources are limited, let clarity flourish. Bless this city with safety and opportunity, with unity in its diversity, with policies that uplift the vulnerable and protect the dignity of every resident. Holy Spirit, breathe through this chamber today, not just with plans and proposals, but with a deeper sense of purpose, to lead with justice, to serve with joy, and to build with love. May this meeting and every decision made here contribute not just to progress, but to peace. And may this city be a reflection of the kingdom, values of hope, mercy, and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Here. Motion considering tonight's agenda?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 6-3-25. There are no objections. The reading of those minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I noticed every candidate running for office is in the room tonight. Congratulations. It is a big deal. There was some confusing today or on signage. And in the past, we've always been allowed to have 4x4 signs. We even had some 4x8s and 2x2 signs of residential. I have 4x4 signs all over the city. It's come to the attention that there is an exclusion under campaigns in our ordinance that there should not be any larger signs than a 2x2 sign. The way the ordinance works is you write a letter and then you have 45 days to remedy it. Out of fairness, I will be removing my signs starting tomorrow just so everybody has an equal and fair opportunity and so it just doesn't cause any more discord. So just so everybody is clear and that they understand it, why they're coming down, there's no pressure from the city. This is a decision on mine to do it, and I think it's the fair thing to do for everybody. And congratulations to all who are running and for putting yourself on the line, and good luck to you.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I couldn't afford the big ones, so thank you.
No comment.
I do appreciate it, and we need to rectify that for the next time around, because we should be able to have at least equal signage to real estate, commercial, whatever. So I would have thought 4x4 were fine too, so you're not the only one.
I agree.
Yes, sir?
Jeff Smith, Fire Department. I think not long ago I was standing up here giving some good news about our ISO rating. Yesterday we received word that that our department has become CAS accredited with our ambulance service. So we started the process probably a year ago. It was pretty intensive paperwork process. I want to thank Ford and HR, Michelle and Vicki. They helped tremendously with the site visit. We are now the third department, fire department in the state to be CAS accredited for our transport service. Mobile and Montgomery are the other two. And we are the sixth agency in the state that's accredited. So kudos to our staff. Division Chief Jeremy White did an outstanding job putting all the paperwork together. And it was pretty intense when they came and did their site visit. They interview staff, they go to 911, they talk to the our receiving facilities. So we know we provide a good service, but this proves that we do.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all's support. And we also received word today that we applied for a Firehouse Subs Foundation grant, and we received that. So we'll be purchasing a Lucas device for our Surf Rescue Division, which they currently do not have any Lucas devices on the beach. So this is a step in the right direction for beach safety.
Well, that's good news.
It's a little over $18,000.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for the support. It's an automatic chest compression device that when you have a patient in cardiac arrest, a drowning victim, a person doesn't have to do the chest compressions on the patient. The device does it for the patient. Correct depth, correct rate. It creates perfect chest compressions when you're performing CPR on a patient. So,
wow,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yes,
we've had them on the fire trucks for quite a few years now, and we have seen a drastic increase in resuscitations with patients by utilizing that device.
Oh,
it doesn't get tired. Firefighters do.
That's right.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, buddy. Anyone else? Anything else?
Mayor, I just wanted to say, and I know I'm not going to take the words out of Nicole, but the stand-up farmer's market, pop-up farmer's market, excuse me on that idea.
And it did stand up.
Was an outstanding success this past Sunday. And I just want to say thank y'all for having the work and the hours that you put into it. And it really meant a lot for a lot of people. And I think the vendors did very well also. Yes.
She did a really excellent job curating the entire event.
Good work, Kristen.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen.
Anyone else? Anything else?
Fort Hanley City Administrator, while we're giving out good news, I want to give a big shout out to all of Expect Excellence and the PAC staff and our music staff and everybody involved for Dream On. Absolutely an amazing show. We went out there on Thursday, and kids loved it. They had little kids in it, everybody from the community. And, I mean, if you haven't seen it, we'll do it again here in another 6 months or so. But just a credit to everybody involved there. Absolutely amazing. So,
thank you.
I went Saturday night, and it was incredible. So I thank everyone that was a part of it. It was a beautiful rendition.
And that is primarily local talent. That is just amazing to me. Thank you.
Any more? Okay. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yeah. Well, first off, any discussion? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have a presentation. and a proclamation. And I usually don't read them, but I'm going to read this one because it's pretty special, right? Parks and Rec Month. Whereas parks and recreation is an integral part of communities throughout this country, including the city of Orange Beach. Whereas parks and recs contributes to the health wellness of our residents, enhancing physical, mental well-being through accessible parks program and recreational spaces. Whereas parks and recreation improves quality of life by supporting lifelong learning, encouraging creativity, fostering positive youth development, promoting healthy and active lifestyles for all ages. And whereas parks and recreation provides opportunities for physical activities, community connection through a wide variety of facilities and programs, including fitness, sports, courts, athletic leagues, playgrounds, trails, special events, and more. Whereas parks and recs strengthens community bonds, encourages volunteerism, enhances civic pride, serves as a reflection of the city's commitment to excellence, vitality, and well-being. And whereas the U.S. House of Representatives have delegated July's Parks and Rec Month, whereas Orange Beach, Alabama recognizes the benefits derived from parks and recreational resources. Now, therefore, it is proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that July 2025 is Parks and Recreation Month in Orange Beach, Alabama. Thank you.
Hi, Nicole Ard, Parks and Recreation Director. I just want to say thank you all for recognizing parks and recreation as an asset to this community. You'll see up there, and I got you some goodie bags in front of you. You've got these little calendars that you'll start to see everywhere. And even our little hot dog guy here, he's wearing an Orange Beach cap if you see him. This is going to highlight some of the things that we do. And we really packed this month full of activities and events to show this community what we can do for them and involve everyone, we hope, of all ages and everything. You'll see a couple of highlights. We're going to have a rock and roll tie-dye party at the Senior Center, and that's for all ages, all the way to a pop-up park, which is going to be right back here beside the museum and behind City Hall, where we're going to have a hot dog eating contest, a big concert with a band, just all kinds of fun things. All that being said, we're here to celebrate the community, and we're excited to be a part of it. But I want to recognize our committee, and these guys have been, will y'all stand up? They're like, no, please don't. Madison, you too. So these guys are a few members of our Parks and Rec team, and they have been on the committee that have put together all of these great events and programs for the month of July. So I just wanted to say thank you to you guys. You guys are the real hard workers, and yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Y'all do a great job. We appreciate it. Okay, moving to unfinished business under ordinances, a second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, PUD modification, sign amendment.
We'd like to postpone again.
Okay, a motion to table?
Motion to table.
Second.
And this will be until the next council meeting? Okay.
On the last meeting, I thought we just tabled it. Did we not table it indefinitely?
You just went to second reading.
Just a second reading?
It just was no action.
And
I think you'll either have to turn, you'll have to vote on it.
We have to vote on it and turn it down or table it till the next meeting. It's something that all the council members need to be here for.
Okay.
Why don't we table it for now until the next meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do believe we have a motion.
And a second.
Mm-hmm. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. New business miscellaneous. Approval of retail common carrier liquor license, Adventure Cruises, Wilson Avenue Boulevard, Slip 2.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of a special events retail liquor license application for the Wharf, the ASCE Alabama Summer Meeting, July 17th, 18th at the Wharf.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of a restaurant retail liquor license application for NAMI or Navy Sushi LLC for NAMI Sushi, Canal Road, Suite H.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolution. Resolution amending the fiscal year 2025 budget.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing the city clerk to prepare and file a list of qualified voters for the August 26, 2025 municipal election.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing election officers for the August 26, 2025 municipal election.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating $25,000 to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the purpose of funding community programming.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle emergency equipment, police department, $61,604.23.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a software service and hardware purchase agreement with Flock Group, license plate recognition cameras, police department, $81,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance agreement with the Funky Lampshades Music Entertainment for Pop-Up Park and Block Party.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Just how funky are they, Nicole? Very funky. All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of a software service agreement with governmentjobs.com, core HR, employee benefits, payroll, time, labor management, and employee forms.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a master services agreement with OpenGov Incorporated for cloud software services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Caroline Grimes for theater performance direction, stage management assistance, Lion King Jr.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
You bringing the princess home?
Where's she at? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, she's one of our own, so that's great.
Absolutely.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring Jeffrey H. Silvers duly elected to the office of City Council Place 4.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We'll go right to our committee of the whole meeting. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is?
That's it.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Considering previous minutes from our regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 6/17/25, those will be moved forward for review. Under new business, miscellaneous requests from the Wharf Landing, temporary sales trailer, Margaritaville site, Brown Lane, Foley Beach Express. Resolution authorizing execution of a use agreement with the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the 52nd Annual National Shrimp Festival. Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement with Offset Consulting for the Police Department Instructor Training. Ordinances, public hearing, Keel RV Storage 3rd Edition on July 15th, 25. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, any questions on anything? Okay. I did one announcement. No, you come on up forward. We will be hosting the Shrimp Festival's Little Miss Shrimp. I just
went blank. Little Miss Shrimp?
No, it's a new name. So, what'd you say?
Miss Coastal Christmas.
Miss what?
Miss Coastal Christmas.
Miss Coastal Christmas.
Miss Coastal Christmas.
It's the same scholarship
pageant. Okay, but I was close.
It's the same group that does this.
Right, but I was close, right?
Yes.
Very close.
Very much so.
Well, what reason is those, the money raised in for that little pageant, it's not a little pageant, it's a pretty big pageant, is for the Be Good Scholarship Foundation. That's a tradition here. So anybody that you know that can make donations, it would be wonderful. And keep that in mind. I'm going to keep announcing that because it goes to a really good cause. It only goes to Orange Beach children. So it's important that hopefully our community will show support. And we're going to try to waive fees. Are we going to be able to do that? Are you? Okay. I don't answer. Just try. Thank you.
As Mr. Baker was a principal that told all the kids always, you be good.
You
and
be
he passed
good.
Of cancer.
Yes.
So it's an honor of him
yes.
as well.
And it is attrition, and we got to keep it going. We really
yes.
do. So, yes, sir.
All right. Fort Hanley City Administrator, have a request on behalf of the school system as it relates to the athletic complex. So we're looking at two additional costs of $100,000 for a track coating that will extend the life between five plus years, and then 100-plus additional parking spots next to the stadium. Total cost of that is $128,000. All this is still under the amount that council already approved, but again, wanted to, you know, give that to you guys and let y'all talk about it before the next council meeting. And also, again, this would, if there is a storm, this is one of the last things that would happen, and they wouldn't do this if we do have a storm between now and August 1st. But again, wanted to give that out to you guys. And of
yes.
course, if you have any questions, let me know and we can discuss it in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Porter.
Thank you, Porter.
Okay. Anybody got any announcements or anything else they want to add? All right, open the floor. Anybody have anything they'd like to ask or any questions, comments? Okay. 3, 2. Okay, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Be safe.
Yeah.